Hi, and welcome to lesson number three of Dig Yourself Out of the Hole. And today's lesson is around getting to know you. So who you are and your absolute uniqueness about who you especially are. I remember once when I discovered a huge thing about who I am as a person, and it actually radically changed my life. And I was in a meeting with a whole lot of other my pastoral pastors with me, and we were having one of those personality tests done on us, and one of the Myers-Briggs personality tests, and I discovered that I was an INFJ, all right? And I still remember it quite clearly to this day, when the facilitator actually said to me, you know, you're an INFJ, and that's going to mean that's actually going to be very, very difficult for you to actually be part of this particular team, because this team is very ESTJ. Now, I'm not going to go into all the differences, but INFJ is a very small percentage category on the Myers-Briggs groupings. And I suddenly realized that why I for so many years found it difficult to communicate in this particular environment. And the facilitator said, you're going to find it really hard to communicate in this particular working place. And it just like was the big penny drop from the sky, and I'm like, I know. I now understand. And I could put it in another terms. I felt like I was a round peg in a square hole. And it was just really constricting, really difficult. And I was bumping my head up against things. And it was just so, so tiring. And I was getting burnt out and depression. And I was just going downhill. And I just was losing creative energy, all of that, because I was an INFJ and this was an ESTJ place, and it was just difficult. And so I learnt something about myself, something very unique about me. And I want you to understand that you are uniquely made. There is no one else like you. And you may well say, well, thank the Lord for that. Well, I'm going to say thank the Lord for that, because your uniqueness is probably what we need. And I suppose part of what this course is all about is actually discovering that uniqueness, and for you to feel empowered to actually use that uniqueness in your future life, whatever you're going to be doing. There's an absolutely wonderful, I love Dr. Seuss, and he has this book, Happy Birthday to You, and it's all about this little creature who, it's his birthday, and right near the end, one of the little pieces of text, Dr. Seuss writes, today you're you, that is truer than true, there is no one alive that is youer than you. Shout loud, I am lucky to be what I am. Thank goodness I'm not just a clam or a ham. or a dusty old jar of sour gooseberry jam. I am what I am. That's a great thing to be. If I say to myself, happy birthday to me. And it's all about actually, you are youer than you. And it's truer than true. And there's no one alive that is youer than you. And the absolute joy that I've found in meeting so many people that are uniquely, incredibly different to anybody else, that you can't fit everybody into one size. They've got unique stories, they've got unique ways of doing things, and it's all quite amazing. And what we need to find out is, well, who are you? You're you than you. And what works for one person may not work for everybody. And so often people try to say, right, this is what you need to do because it works for other people. Well, it may not. And the danger of a diagnosis is that it will define you. This is you. Boom, boom, boom. Well, actually, you need to take a whole story of who you are and discover that more about who you are and how you work, how you tick. And it's so important that we embrace our you-ness, our truest, who we especially are, that we are different to this person and that person. We are uniquely made, as the Bible says. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly, but there is a lot of just fantastic wonderfulness about you. And Thomas More, who is a counsellor writer, he says that people in therapy often ask, do you know anyone else who has had this experience? You know, they are wanting to know that that there are other people out there like them. And of course, there will be, but there's no one exactly like them. They will have had a unique story that is their story. He also says that, you know, it would be a relief to know that blind alleys of the soul path are familiar to others, you know, and it's so comforting to know that, oh, so you've experienced the same thing. Oh, so I'm not alone. No, you're not alone. You're going to have your unique story, but there are other people that have walked the same way. He says, do you think I'm on the right track? Someone else will ask. And, you know, we can actually say, yeah, these are the things to do, but you're still going to be you and your unique story. So, who are you? What's your story? What's your youer than you? And, you know, you're uniquely made. That means unique needs and that you are special. And it's wonderful that we know that Jesus in the Bible didn't blanket everybody as being the same. He actually had a targeted focus on individuals according to their you-ness, all right, or how they were uniquely made. And he actually embraced everybody. You know, I think of little Zacchaeus, you know, he climbed up a tree because he was too small to see Jesus. But Jesus embraced him, his you-ness. And Jesus saw in someone like Zacchaeus or so many other people something that nobody else could see. There was a uniqueness to them, and he had a compelling vision for who they could become. So I personally believe that this is one of the most important things that you can do to dig yourself out of your hole, is to kind of examine you and who you really are. And it takes a little bit of what I call pragmatism. And pragmatism is basically looking at things in a sensible and a realistic way. You know, it's based on practical stuff. And so what I often do with people is like, is I get some sticky notes, you know, those little square sticky notes in you, and I ask them questions. And I want to find out their youer than you-ness. And we add details to it. And we come back time and time and time again to it. And you might think, I don't really like this sort of stuff to be focused about myself. You know, I'm not that important. You know, it should be all about other people. Well, actually, God created you and is passionately in love with you and knows all about you. And there's probably God probably knows more about you than you know about yourself. And God wants to develop that you-ness in you to be of incredible impact and glory and goodness for you and for others. So I really believe it's important to know who we've got. Who am I? Who is I? Who's in here? You know, and so, you know, it'd be so good if you could just grab a piece of paper or some post-it tabs and start listing things like your hobbies. What do you like to do when you've got some spare time? Are you a writer like myself, or do you like to draw? Do you like to create things with knitting needles or sewing like my mother did? Do you like to all sorts of things? Are you a photographer? Do you like to sketch? Do you like to paint? Do you like to make things out of wood? Do you like to create? What's with all that? Because that's part of your uniqueness. What places do you like to go to? Do you like to go to the mall? Do you hate the mall? Do you like to go to the beach? Do you like to go to the mountains? Do you like to go to the lake? What's your uniqueness around sort of those sort of things? What sort of music do you like? Are you a rock and roll fan, or are you classics? Are you concert? Are you hip-hop? I don't know. What's your uniqueness? If we could, you know, put post-it tabs all over the wall and put them all around you, what would be your news? What would be your uniqueness? What about movies? What are your favourite movies? Who are your favourite actors? Books. Do you have some favourite books? What about poetry? Does poetry move you? What sort of poems do you like? What poets do you read? You know, books, food. What sort of food do you like to eat? Do you like Asian? Do you like plain meat and veggie? What sort of things do you like to eat? What about sports? You see, I really love cricket and test match cricket, and that says a lot about me as a person. Rugby's okay, but I really love cricket. Test match cricket, 5 days, really hard graft. Yeah, what about art? Do you like, what sort of paintings do you like? What sort of sculpture? Yeah, I just really like to discover your uniqueness. What dreams do you have? What dreams do you have that fill you with some sort of excitement that you don't tell anybody? What is your uniqueness? If we could just stick them all over the wall, covered with wall, and say, this is your uniqueness. I want to know about who you really are as we go through this workshop, this course, around digging yourself out of your hole. Okay, so there's an exercise for you to do. Grab some post-it notes, grab a piece of paper, and start writing as much as possible about you. Because, you know, as Dr. Seuss says, a wise man, he says, I'll just find that again. Today you're youer than you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Shout loud, I am lucky to be what I am. Thank goodness I'm not just a clam or a ham or a dusty old jar of sour gooseberry jam. I am what I am. That's a great thing to be. If I say to myself, happy birthday to me, who are you? Okay, let's do this.